From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. This time, we have some classic tracks from the 1960s, from the world of free improvisation and avant-garde jazz. We'll begin with a pair of tracks from the Blue Note Records catalog, from Volume 5 in the 7-volume series The Blue Note Years. The series was released in 1999, the year that Blue Note Records celebrated its 60th anniversary. There are, as I said, 7 volumes. Each volume is a 2-CD set, so 14 discs in all, and a nice retrospective of the Blue Note label from its inception in the late 30s right through to the then-present day, the late 90s. Volume 5 is entitled The Avant-Garde, 1963 to 1967. We'll open with a session recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's Inglewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio in February of 1964, fronted by reedman Eric Dolphy, who on this album is featured on alto sax, flute, and bass clarinet. He's joined by Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Richard Davis on bass, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, and Anthony Williams, later known as Tony Williams, on drums. This is the title track from the classic LP, Out to Lunch.
Thank you.
two classic performances from the Blue Note catalog, releasing some fine avant-garde material in the mid-60s. We began with Eric Dolphy and the title track from the album Out to Lunch, that session from 1964. And lastly, from May of 1966, another session recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey studio, this time pianist Cecil Taylor. With Ken McIntyre and Jimmy Lyons on alto sax, Ken can also be heard on oboe and bass clarinet during this session. Two bass players, Henry Grimes and Alan Silva, Eddie Gale Stevens Jr. on trumpet, and rounding out the band, Andrew Cyril on drums. This piece originally appeared on the classic album Unit Structures. It was entitled Steps. And both of those tracks taken from CD 2 of the 2-CD set The Blue Note Years, Volume 5, The Avant-Garde, 1963-1967, part of the 7-volume 14-CD collection The Blue Note Years, released in 1999. Other artists included in this volume: Ornette Coleman, Sam Rivers, Larry Young, and Jackie McLean. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. This time around, we're featuring some classic free improvisation and avant-garde jazz from the 1960s. Up next, a live recording from August 31st, 1965. The group fronted by pianist George Russell, it's the George Russell Sextet plus trumpeter Don Cherry, making it a septet. As I said, George Russell on piano, Bertel Lofgren, additional trumpet, Brian Trentum, trombone, Ray Pitts, tenor sax, Cameron Brown, referred to here as Cam Brown, on bass, and Al Heath, later known as Albert Tutti Heath, on drums. The album is called Live at Beethoven Hall. It was recorded at Beethoven Hall in Stuttgart, in what was then known as West Germany. This is the opening cut of side one of the LP, Freein' Up. Thank you. recorded on August 31st, 1965 at Beethoven Hall, Stuttgart, West Germany. The George Russell Sextet with special guest trumpeter Don Cherry. Freeing Up, the opening cut of the A-side of the LP. I misspoke previously. I said the album's title was Live at Beethoven Hall, when in fact it's just At Beethoven Hall. In addition to the original material, such as Freeing Up, the album contains some abstract arrangements and improvisations of familiar tunes, such as You Are My Sunshine, and jazz standards, including Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. Now, 1 year later, on August 31st, 1966, the George Russell Sextet, with the same lineup, along with special guest Don Cherry, made a second appearance at Beethoven Hall in Stuttgart. That session, too, was recorded, and it was issued later in 1966 as the LP At Beethoven Hall 2, this time on the Saba label. I have both albums in my library, and one of these days I will play some of the music from this second performance, which is equally as outstanding as the first. Unfortunately, to my knowledge, neither of these LPs have been reissued on CD. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We're enjoying some classic free improvisation and avant-garde jazz from the 1960s this hour. It's great to have your company. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Also, don't forget about our blog and website. It contains a lot more information about the show, including full program playlists. You can also stream episodes of the program at your convenience. This, by the way, is Jazz Progressions show number 1503. All of that information and audio is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Our final offering this hour will be music from Frank Wright on tenor sax. Frank's style of tenor playing was heavily influenced by that of Albert Eiler. Many of the free jazz and avant-garde jazz sax players who came into their own in the 1960s got their start in blues and or rhythm and blues bands. Frank Wright, no exception. He originally played bass in blues bands in the Cleveland, Ohio area in the 1950s. Albert Eiler also got his start in the world of blues before crossing over into free jazz. Frank's second album as a leader and his second date for the ESP disc label was recorded in New York in May of 1967. The album Your Prayer, Frank Wright on tenor sax, Arthur Jones on alto sax, Jacques Corsil on trumpet, Steve Tintweiss on bass, and Muhammad Ali on drums. This is the title cut, Your Prayer. Frank Wright on tenor sax, leading his quintet through Your Prayer. The title cut from that ESP disc LP, released in 1967. And we've reached the end of another edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.